The 2024 Juno Awards will be taking place in Halifax on March 24th. On Tuesday morning, the Junos announced who will be the host of the 53rd annual event.
Every year, the biggest question we always get asked is who is going to host the Junos? And I don't want to keep you waiting. I'm absolutely thrilled to announce that this year's host has not only hosted before, but made Juno history by being the first nominee with multiple nominations to win every award that she was nominated for. This year's party will be hosted by the incomparable 10-time Juno Award winner, Nelly Furtado.
The Junos also announced the recipient for the Humanitarian Award that will be presented live at the award show.
Now, Karis, we also have a few special recipients of our special awards. The Humanitarian Award recognizes outstanding Canadians, Canadian artists, and industry leaders whose humanitarian contributions have positively enhanced the social fabric of Canada. Now, I have the honor of announcing that this year's Humanitarian Award recipients are Tegan and Sarah. Tegan and Sarah have performed on some of the biggest stages in the world, but their mission in life is to improve the lives of LGBTQ plus women and girls through the Tegan and Sarah Foundation. It's a testament to their commitment to feminism and racial, social, and gender justice. We are so honored to have them accept the award live on stage, and a very special guest who is part of their foundation's board will present the honor to them. None other than actor, author, and Haligonian, Elliot Page.
Allegra Swanson, Executive Director at Music Nova Scotia and Chair of the 2024 Juno Awards, discussed the green initiatives the award show will be making.
Another way we're supporting our commitment to legacy is through sustainability. We're proud to be working with Karis and the regional municipality in Halifax here to help green the Junos, which is supporting a more resilient and healthy future for Atlantic Canada while also addressing and preparing for current and future climate impacts. We're pleased to share the first two of these initiatives here today. First, we're working with Halifax Transit to extend service hours for buses and ferries that will encourage the use of transit throughout Juno Week. Plus, all Juno Week volunteers will ride free. Secondly, a very cool initiative addressing the circular economy is the upcycling of artist merch. Donation bins, like this one right here, will be seen throughout all Juno Fest venues where people can share and re-donate all of their merch. It's a really exciting opportunity for folks to be able to see that we can celebrate our artists and continue to move forward and support the economy, so we're excited about that.
Tickets for the Junos will go on sale this Friday, November 10th at 10 a.m.